Luke, first of all, really well played, but I guess doesn't mean so much in a losing cause, does it?
Exactly. I mean, it's disappointing to lose, but it's seven overs a side, so it literally can come down to a one ball. So it's cricket. It's the way it works out. Unfortunately, we lost tonight. The guys did a really good job and put a good score on the board. The guys bowled well. It just comes down, like I said, it comes down to a couple of balls in each, so that when you bat and when you bowl, if you don't quite nail it down, then the opposition can get on top and they can win. And if you look, there was the last or second last ball. So it was a good game of cricket.
I guess it suited your game, 7-7. Is it a game for the future?
Oh, gosh. I think I would have added the same, even if it was 2020. That's my job in this team, is to go out and just be aggressive and play my shots for as long as I possibly can. So tonight I was lucky enough for it to come off a bit more than it has in other nights. But, I don't know, 7 overs, minutes. It comes and goes pretty quick, so it's a bit of a rush game and people running around and trying to execute what they want to execute and things like that.
I guess, was that the difficulty? It was so quick, there wasn't almost time to think about it from a bowling and fielding perspective.
I'm not sure. I think you're sort of sometimes rushing yourself a bit too much. I think you can sort of take your time, sort of relax a little bit and sort of like, right, this is what I'm going to bowl. This is what I'm going to do in the field. You just need to try and, I think everyone, the crowd, everyone sort of gets that pumped up. You need to sometimes just relax yourself a little bit and try and, like I said, execute what you want to do.
And that was our fastest ever 50 in T20 cricket. I think it would take some beating. You must be quite proud of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always nice to make runs, and you want to get them as quick as possible, especially 2020 or 7-7, if you want to call it. So, you just want to help the team win games of cricket. That's my role, and that's what any person wants to do. They want to come in and help your team win a game of cricket.
I guess it showed how close it was at the end. Gab very nearly sort of clawed it back in that last over.
Well, a brilliant last over. Brilliant. I mean, even the one that hit before, that was edged over. So it's just the nature of the game these days. I mean, people take risks to get to win games. Gav bowled a brilliant last over, bowled some good length, got a few dots, got a couple of singles, and I mean, it's just a good close finish in a short game.
I guess some entertainment for the crowd after a largely frustrating night. I guess that's the main thing, that we actually got a game in it.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's pretty cool to have all the people who are sitting around waiting and stuff like that. So, unfortunately, obviously for the home crowd, we didn't get the win, but we've got a good game of cricket anyway. And with the other results, with the banning games and things, it doesn't really hurt us that much. And being 4-for-4 at the start, we're only halfway through the competition, so we're still in a very good position. So hopefully everyone still stays positive and heads up and stuff like that from spectators and players' point of view, because we've still got 7 games to go. And win a few more games than that, and then you never know what will happen.
And so win at Derbyshire on Sunday would be put us right back in an even better position.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just want to win. You want to win. I mean, it's the same. It's everyone's sort of thinking we have to win, have to win, have to win. But we don't. There's still 7 games. So if we win 4 of our next 7, like we've done so far, that gets us to whatever many points. It doesn't matter who it's against. We could lose the next 3 and win our last 4. You're sort of getting momentum. It's a win's a win. We've got to try and sort of remember that. And you just want momentum at some stage. It'll click, and we'll get back on that winning streak again, and then hopefully that carries us through for as long as we can possibly go.
And one last one, is it good to have a game coming quickly on Sunday?
It's just the nature of 2020 cricket these days. I think you can sort of get games bang, 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 which is good. I think it's sort of, you can erase what's happened in last games, or you can work on them pretty quickly. So, Sunday will be an interesting game as well. So, against sort of 2 teams that have been playing some good cricket and some different cricket. So, I think it'll be another exciting match.
I guess ultimately, if you win more than you lose throughout the competition, you tend to get through, and at this stage, exactly, that's what we've got.
Exactly, that's the whole thing. I mean, you want to win, but if we execute what we can execute, if we bat the way we can and bowl the way we can, then more often than not, you win the game. Opposition is still allowed to hit good balls and bowl good balls, but if we can execute our skills and our plans to the best of what we can at certain times, then we should win more than we lose.
Thanks for your time, and well played again.
Thank you.